Good morning, everybody. This is Patrick Sullivan with Entrepreneur Lifestyle. It is actually the morning. I don't even know what time it is, guys. I just want to jump on here. It's been a while, guys. I'm so sorry. I've been doing quite a few Facebook Lives, trying to get my YouTube channel up sometime soon. I've just been crazy doing other things, but I will have that up soon. I will let you guys know. I have not been on podcast since November 4th. So I'm like, oh my God, the month is almost done. Thanksgiving just went by already, so I need to get on here. So thank you guys for joining me today. I hope all my listeners are not pissed off at me, but I appreciate you guys. Guys, friend me on Facebook. My Facebook is Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Pug, P-U-G, Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, in Facebook. Hit me up on Facebook, friend me, and I would love to have you on there so you guys can see my Facebook lives. I've been doing podcast lives lately, and it's been really good, and I've been getting some good responses. And yeah, you get to see my chubby face. You know, I've put on some weight since then, since the last time I've seen you guys. I'm just joking, guys. So I hope everybody's having a great morning. It's a great Sunday, actually. Tomorrow's Monday, back to the grind. And then the next holiday is Christmas, of course. So I hope everybody's ready for that. Oh my God, it is crazy out there. I went to the mall the other day during Black Friday. Oh my God. I've never, ever, ever, you know, done a Black Friday thing. I just decided in my whole life of doing Christmas, I've really never wanted to do it. So me and my girlfriend decided to go, and it was just a... That's why I shop Amazon, guys. I'm telling you, Amazon is the shit. I love Amazon. I love just getting my stuff in the mail, you know, getting it delivered. I'd rather just deal with that. I'm always home anyway, so, you know, nobody's going to be stealing my gifts. And where I live out in the middle of the desert, so the only thing that's going to take a gift is a coyote or a freaking prairie dog, which prairie dogs are, of course, not around right now during the winter. That's another story. But I hope everybody's having a great morning. So what I want to talk about today, guys, is just opportunities, you know, to make money, guys. Money opportunities. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them out there, guys. And I'm going to just kind of throw some ideas out there for everybody, you know, that's looking to open a business or possibly just do an online type business, you know. I've been really looking into different stuff for online businesses, and I'm really enjoying the things that I'm learning. You know, it's taken a process. But you know what? There's some things that I'm doing right now that I really love, and I'm just continuing to learn. You know, at 41 years old, I grew up in a time when there was no internet. You know, I went to school when there was no internet, no computer. Well, we had computers, but you know, it was like, I don't know if anybody remembers this Oregon Trail, you know, playing that as a kid. But you know, that's kind of what we had. This is like the floppy disk era. You know, I remember having a Commodore VIC-20. It was one of those things that you plug into your TV, and it was just like the computer, the actual, keyboard type thing, but it had a plug in the back, and you put it in your TV. It had the little prongs in the back with the UHF, VHF, little flip button thing, and you play games on it. I had one of those as a kid, so that's how far back, you know. I mean, I remember Pong. That's how far back I am. So, you know, guys, I you know, things have changed quite a bit, and getting with a lot of the younger people that are younger than me, I'm learning a lot more about online marketing and affiliate marketing, and these things are really cool, guys. Like, really, I tell people all the time, get involved with affiliate marketing and always look for something that's over 50% commission. You know, if you like to sell and you know how to build funnels, and sales funnels are really cool, too. That's something to bring somebody. Guys, I would honestly, if you get a chance, guy, I wish that he would endorse me to talk about him, but Russell Brunson has got a couple really good books called Dotcom Secrets and Expert Secrets. If you guys check those out, I'm telling you, you know, that you'll learn a lot. You'll learn a lot. And then I have a friend of mine, Christian Miller. If I get a chance, I'm going to get her on here and interview her one day. We did a live interview, but it wasn't all that good. I just kind of, excuse me, I kind of wanted to do a little bit more, you know, with her information, but she is really good. She's teaching me a lot about, you know, different funneling and different stuff like that. And it confuses the crap out of me. So I'm just going to kind of sit down with her a little bit more and kind of get an idea of what, you know, what she's doing. But, you know, I'll be honest with you guys, it's just amazing. I mean, there's so many opportunities. And if you're looking for a money-making opportunity, I would really look into, if you're just kind of starting out, I would look into affiliate marketing, you know. There's also, if you can't do that, and you're on Facebook all the time, a good marketing thing to get involved in, or you know, making extra money, DHgate has got a referral program. I don't know if you're familiar with DHgate. They're a company out of China, and they do all kinds of different products. They do, you know... Oh, I mean, just tons of stuff. Toys, everything. I mean, they even have some other stuff on there that probably wouldn't fly in the United States. You know, like replica type things and all that. But DHgate is really cool. They got a marketing product now that you can actually go on there and you can refer it to friends. So they'll pay you, like, say if it's like a $20 product, every time somebody buys the product, or it's a like $15 product, it just fluctuates. It can be down to cents or dollars, but you can make $2 to $3 per person that orders, or even up to $5. and some of them is just, you know, a little lower than that. But if you just put it, you hit share, it goes on your Facebook and you post it. The cool thing is somebody orders it, you know, especially around Christmas time, you're going to get credit for that. That's, I mean, it's really cool. It's kind of a way for you to make extra money. And guys, you know, I put a thing on Facebook the other day. It was with Dosh, and it made me some really good money. But you guys, you know, opportunities pop up. I don't see anybody taking advantage of these opportunities. And it's crazy because, like I was talking about my podcast yesterday, you know, people just tend to get like, I don't know what it is. I mean, for me, if I see a $5 opportunity, I'm going to make $5 free on everybody I refer to a product that's like really cool about saving money. I don't get why people just don't run to it. It's like, you know, it's five extra dollars and you're not having to, you know, do anything for it, but you're too lazy to just click a button and, you know, add your a bank card so you can get paid. I mean, it's so legit. I made over $500 on this thing just by referring people to savings in their local area. You know, you get savings at like Jack in a Box and Subway and places like that. And guys, I'm telling you, if you're missing out on opportunities like that, you're crazy, because this is something that you can make extra cash. I mean, 500 extra bucks. I mean, what could you do with that? I mean, I got to put it away for Christmas. That's awesome. And I didn't have to do nothing but refer people, you know? So, you know, I just don't get people sometimes. I'm like, what the heck is wrong with you? Like, why aren't you taking these opportunities to do these things that are going to help you make extra cash? People are lazy. They want an easy way of doing it without having to lift a finger. They want somebody to do it for them. Or they get skeptical and they start making excuses like, oh, well, it's just another one of those things like pyramid or, blah, blah, blah. You know, you can, like I used to say all the time, you can't cure stupid. You know, people are just going to do what they want to do. But, you know, guys, I look into opportunities and I always check to see if there's a benefit for it. And if there's a benefit for it, I will definitely let people know about it. So just keep your eyes and ears out, because I will be always telling people about new opportunities that come up to make extra cash, you know, and it'll benefit you. Even if you made an extra $50, why not? Or $20. It's like $20 finding it on the ground rolling in front of you. I mean, you're going to pick it up. You made $20 and make you happy. You know, so I don't get, sometimes people have opportunities, but honestly, guys, truthfully, what I would get involved in is an affiliate marketing company. If you know how to build funnels and know how to advertise online, affiliate's really good. I mean, I don't recommend the multi-level thing unless you're really good at multi-level. I tell people all the time, you know, if you want to be in multi-level, you got to know how to market that. And you definitely need to know how to run a team, because there's a lot of people out there that don't know how to run teams. They don't know how to keep a team of people together. Cause for every, like, just say for every five or six people you bring on, you're probably going to only accrue one person left. I mean, there's going to be people falling off all the time in multi-level marketing. I mean, you can have 1,000 people and you're probably going to lose more than half of those people, because, you know, people fall off. They, you know, in the beginning, they're excited. They're all pumped up. It's like, oh my God, you know, this is such a new thing and I'm excited. But that excitement wears off. It's like the honeymoon stage in a relationship. It's going to eventually wear off. So you have to know how to attain those. You have to know how to recreate a group. You have to know how to continue to keep recruiting and have your people recruit. And that's the main thing of multi-level. You have to recruit. So if you're good at that, I would suggest that it maybe as an opportunity. And there's plenty of those out there. Vitamin companies, drink companies, a lot of vitamin companies, makeup companies. I mean, there's a whole bunch of companies out there. Forex is huge also when it comes to multi-level. There's a few companies that are doing that. And then there's also quite a few affiliate marketing companies that are doing multi-level also. I mean, not multi-level, but Forex. I like Forex just for the trading end of it. And I've learned for almost the last year now, I've learned quite a bit about Forex, and I've enjoyed it because I'm not selling anything. I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing something on the market. It has nothing to do with anybody else. And then the cool thing is I actually open Trade Hackers, which I have people that are actually asking me to help them, you know, learn the Forex market. So, you know, when I get time, I try to teach people what I know, you know, not everything, but what I know, and how to open a broker account and all that cool stuff. So, you know, though, these things are always opportunities. And I'm saying, if you have enough opportunities, like they say, to become a millionaire, you need to have at least 7 different opportunities making money, you know. Grow your business, grow yourself, spread yourself wide to where you have different incomes coming in. So it's always going to be beneficial, you know, always. Basically what I tell people all the time is if you're going to, you know, just see yourself on one, you know, income, that's it. That's all you're going to do is have one income. You're setting yourself up for failure, because you're not going to have anything working itself. It's good to have that, you know, passive income coming in constantly. You know, so, you know, even if you're there or not, then it's still making money. That's a good thing, you know. that's a good thing, or a residual, or whatever you want to call it. You know, it's always beneficial to have that money coming in, even with no effort on your end. So, you know, that's just a, you know, food for thought, guys. There's so many opportunities out there. If you guys are interested in opportunities, or you guys want to know, you know, a little more about opportunities, just hit me up. You guys can hit me up. Like I said, become a my Facebook friend, Patrick Pug, P-A-T-R-I-C-K-P-U-G, Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, and Facebook. Hit me up, friend me. I'll bring you on. Let me know that you're a fan of Entrepreneur Lifestyle. I will bring you on. And, you know, you can message me anytime, we could talk, and I'll tell you as much as I can about helping you out with any kind of ideas. And I've got friends in all different kinds of businesses that could help you out. Or if you just want to do a brick and mortar business, I've consulted for years. So, you know, if you need me to help you consult, open an LLC, show you how to do it, I will get y'all set up. I don't care if you're across the United States, I can set you up. Not a problem. And like I said, I'm not going to go do the work for you. I'll tell you how to do it. So you guys, I just want to make a short one today, let you guys know that I'm still thinking of you, and I appreciate you guys jumping on and listening to me. But I want to let you know there's plenty of opportunities out there for you, and you can do many things online. It's really cool. And the cool thing about doing online, you're getting in front of a larger audience. You're getting in front of a larger amount of people. People are starting to flock to Instagram now, and Instagram is becoming a huge, huge, huge platform for people that are marketing their business. And honestly, if you can get in with the right company and get people excited, you can make quite a bit of money. I mean, I know people that are making over six figures a month, up to six figures a week on online businesses. And it's crazy, but they put their time in, they put their effort in. They went out and did their due diligence with their business, and they're kicking butt. So truthfully, guys, if you want to do an online business, that's definitely, you know, definitely two of the main things you can get on: Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, of course, Facebook, you know, and these things can help you grow. But you got to come up with a product, and you got to know how to do it, you know, how to introduce it to the market and all that stuff. And that's where it comes in with all the people that know how to do this. So I'm learning this stuff. It's going to take me some time, but I'm a patient guy, you know, I'm a patient guy. And as I'm learning and I'm going forward, it's only allowing me to create more income for me and my family as a younger guy being able to do this, not young, but a young guy that's doing this. It's actually going to help me in the future to have that passive income coming in. So you guys, I want to thank you for jumping on a Sunday. I just wanted to say hello. I will be on here next week. Also, friend me again on Facebook. Like I said, friend me on Facebook. Patrick Pug, P-U-G. My nickname is Pug. Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N. On Facebook, hit me up. Become a friend of mine. You'll see my live Facebook Entrepreneur Lifestyle live on Facebook. And then also, as soon as I get my YouTube channel up, I will let you guys know. I'm working on that. And we'll go from there. And I will let you guys know on here. And then, of course, I will let you know on Facebook if you're my friend. But definitely hit me up on Facebook. I don't care where you are in the world. I've got a few people out in Germany and in Australia. Hit me up there too, guys. I appreciate it. You guys are all following me. I appreciate your love, guys. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions, hit me up. And we will see you at the top. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.